we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Wednesday morning to you. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. And you're listening to the Refresh Radio broadcast here on WMIE 91.5 FM. And so thank you for tuning in to today's broadcast. We do count it an honor and a privilege to be able to bring this broadcast to you and trust that God is using this broadcast. By the way, before I get too far into this, I want to say thank you to those of you who I've met in the community and you've come up and spoken encouraging words. There, right before I left on vacation, there was somebody that came up and said that they were a listener of the program. And when I got back into the office, I got back Friday night, and I was in the office on Saturday. Saturday was a very long day. Sunday was a long day. Monday was a long day. Tuesday, a long day. And so we're, you know, even though I was on vacation for 2 weeks, the week leading up and the week after, it's preparation and then it's catch up, preparation and catch up. And so, but when I got back, there was a very uplifting and very encouraging note from someone who listens to the broadcast and shared good things that were happening in their family, their family's finances and job situation. And so we just want to thank you for uplifting us. I mention this from time to time. There's no windows to really look at. I can see a reflection and a monitor up here. I can see some needles and some flashing lights and stuff like that. But none of those things say, hey, Pastor, thank you for sharing the word. And so we want to thank you for being an encouragement to us as we continue bringing this program to you. We also want to say thank you to Wyrick Air, 632-9538, 632-9538. When we were in Oklahoma, we would have been calling them to make sure that the heater was working. Thank God for Florida weather. The first night that my wife and I were in Oklahoma, we got up the next morning. My parents didn't have the heat on in their house, and it was 59 degrees when we got up the next morning. And, so we asked them if they wouldn't mind going to just a couple of days of a little bit more warmth than what, and so, the next day it was a little too warm. By the time we left, we had it just like Goldilocks. The porridge was just right. But if your air conditioner or heater isn't working, you do not have to put up with that. All you got to do is pick up the phone and call 632-9538 and tell them that you heard about them on the Refresh Radio broadcast. They will get your air conditioning or heater up and running. If it can be fixed, they will fix it. And so, it'll be a great blessing to them and, it would be encouraging to us. So do want to let you know that, our vintage service begins today. I was teasing some people, because the last vintage service we had before I went on vacation was the Stevens family, or Rich and Tammy Stevens. And, they came in, they led worship and they sang some songs and shared some testimonies and messages and stuff like that. And, it was the largest attendance we had at our vintage service. And I said, oh, I understand now. Y'all were just waiting for somebody who could come in and lead worship better than I can sing. I get it now. And so people are very encouraging. They tell me my singing's better than what my kids think it is. But actually, the Stevens family was very, very good. They are very gifted in that area. And so we're resuming our vintage service. Unfortunately, they've moved on to their next location. And so I will be leading worship tomorrow. But if you would like to, or today, Wednesday, right? Yeah, if you'd like to come and join us for worship today at 11 a.m., we would be greatly blessed to have you join us for that. We will continue preaching through the book of Isaiah. Also want to ask you to remember our prayer meetings that are going on. 30 Days of Prayer begins on Friday, February 26th. Our sanctuary next week will be open Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 6 a.m. each of those days. The following week, it'll be Monday through Thursday. And if you don't have to get up and pray at 6 a.m., we're just asking you to spend some intentional time focusing on prayer during the next 30 days, and specifically if you would be praying for souls to get saved, for lives to be transformed, for captives to be set free, to those who do not recognize the reality of who Jesus is and what he did for them, that their eyes would be opened and they would get to experience that. So please join us in prayer for that, and we would greatly appreciate that. I believe that the kingdom of God is going to grow forth in the next few weeks. Amen. So yesterday we were in Hebrews chapter 11. We were in verse number 15 about the people who had called to mind, if they had called to mind the country from which they came from or from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. What you and I think about creates opportunity for us. If this played out while I was away on vacation, and that was when we were in Oklahoma, my dad and I, we liked to play golf. The weather, the 2 days that we were able to play, was absolutely miserable. We played anyway. My dad said, I told myself I was never going to play in conditions like this again. The first day that we played, the weather when we started was 42 degrees. It got up to 46 degrees by the time we were done, but it was a 30 to 40 mile an hour wind blowing out of the north. And I had like 5 layers of clothing on. I had a hood over my head. I had the chin strap tied down. I had a golf glove on each hand, and it was still very, very cold, to the point where I would try and shield my dad as we were driving down the course. I'd be trying to shield him from the north wind as it was blowing through the cart, because he didn't have as many layers on as I did. He's a little more used to that. But because we had thought about the golfing we were going to be able to do, I had come prepared should that opportunity arise. And so I got a photo of it just to show how happy you can be in miserable conditions when you have had an opportunity. Now listen, that day was not so much about the golf. That day was really about the opportunity for 3.5 of 4 days that I was getting to have some quality time with my father. That quality time involved intentional planning of vehicles, of vehicle maintenance. It called for intentional planning as far as routing. It called for intentional planning as far as packing and what we were going to take and how we were going to get all of that stuff into the vehicle. It called for schedule. You know, my wife had to put in for vacation time and all of that sort of stuff. That opportunity was created because there was a lot of intentional thought that happened. And the intentional thought created the opportunity. And we weren't going to let inclement weather deprive us of the opportunity that we do not get all that often. You know, Jesus said that he wept over Jerusalem because they had missed their day of visitation. They had had an opportunity and they didn't recognize it. They didn't recognize it because they weren't intentionally looking for it. If I can put just a couple of examples on this, when my wife and I got married, I'll be honest with you, I didn't notice a lot of pregnant people. it just was not something that I was looking for on a regular basis. And so after we had been married for a couple of years, my wife was pregnant. By the way, another interesting ministry story. We were all lined up to go to be youth pastors at a church, and we called them to let them know that my wife was pregnant, and they said, "Well, don't bother coming then, because we're not able to support a family. We were just looking for a couple." And so my first two experiences, we're just really, I needed healing after those two things. But what happened was when my wife showed up at work one day and she had this big grin on her face and she just nodded her head to me that she was in fact pregnant, all of a sudden I saw people who were expecting babies everywhere, because now I was intentionally looking for an event that was getting ready to take place in our life. And because of that, I recognized things that I'd never seen before. There was a time when I went to a car lot. A friend of mine said, "Hey, they're going to have this unbelievable sale. And, if you come, you might be able to find a vehicle for you." As a vehicle I'd never really paid attention to before. But after I had that vehicle, I saw them everywhere. It was because now it was a reality in my life, and my vision had an opportunity to recognize what was going on in someone else's life as well. So when you what you intentionally think about, it creates an opportunity for that to be a destination in your life. Did you know that every baby that is born has so many possibilities in front of it? But at some point in time, there is going to be an intentional pursuit, whether it's playing the piano or playing sports or playing another instrument or falling in love with science or just squandering a life and falling in love with things that you shouldn't fall in love with. People will create opportunities. Some of them will be good opportunities. Some of them will not be good opportunities. But it'll be the things that they focus on that creates those opportunities. I learned things from my family, and I learned things about my wife's family on this last trip that we never knew, and it was because we were intentionally making a journey. I saw the house that my father was born in. I'd never seen that house. I never knew my father was born in a house. I went looking for a place that we had lived at one point in time in our own life. And I couldn't find it, but my sister-in-law, you know, because she lives in that area, she was able to drive right to it. And she said, "Bob, you wouldn't recognize it anymore. You would really see the milestone that I was looking for at that place. It was no longer there. It had been replaced. And so you wouldn't have recognized it unless you really knew what you were looking for." So keep the things of God alive. You can become an expert. I remember hearing this my third year of college. My roommate got a letter from his dad, and he said this. His dad said this in the letter. He said, "If you will spend one hour a day on any subject, within 3 years, you will be an expert in that field." Do you know that that was before the internet was really all that pervasive, and it was long before Google and YouTube were household names and stuff like that. But today you can find so much information that is available. You used to not be able to access that information. You used to have to pay someone to share that information with you. But now there's vast volumes of information that is available for free that people do not avail themselves of because they do not intentionally make the choice to create that opportunity in their life. Did you know that you could become an expert in the field of economics if you desired, if you focused on that? You would find the opportunity that is available. Did you realize that there is no one on planet Earth that can keep you from knowing God, knowing the Word of God, knowing the people of God, like as an area of expertise, if you so desired to intentionally keep that as a goal in your life? It will create the opportunity for you. So let's go on to verse number 16. But now they desire a better, that is a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. So let's look at that. Instead means that there's a different choice. There may be a huge number of people that make choice A, but that doesn't mean that you and I are sentenced to make that same miserable, wrong choice. We can make a different choice. There's a commercial on television right now that I find is actually a little entertaining. I like things that are kind of a little off the beaten path, and it's all these people that go in, they all have the same hairstyles, they all have the same clothing styles, they all have the same facial hair. They're all going into this job and they're all lined up for an interview. And one of the guys looks up and he sees that all of the past heads of the company have all had no hair. And so he quickly gets up and runs out and he shaves his head so that he reflects the legacy that the company has had, and so everybody is looking at him as if he has just lost his mind because he just went and shaved off all of his hair, until the person who's doing the interview comes out and he has no hair. You might think that's strange and say, Bob, what are you trying to talk about here? I want to ask you, what is your instead? There might be a whole slew of people who are out there trying to make more money, drive better cars, live in better houses. But what if you made an instead choice? What if you made a choice? You see, instead means that you are making a choice that could be one of three things. It could be just a different choice. Some people do things just to be different. I've been told that there's a trend that is very normal for people not of my generation, but of a younger generation. And I've struggled to understand the enamorization with it, why people are so fascinated with this particular this reality in their life. Why are they so enamored with it? And it was explained to me simply this: they do it because your generation doesn't understand it. So it's not a good choice. It's not a bad choice. It's not a better choice. It is just a different choice. So there are some people who make their choices just to be different. There are some choices that we make that are just the wrong choices. You will find that your life will be immensely more gratifying, more fulfilling, if you minimize the number of wrong or bad or incorrect choices. Instead of making that choice, make the choice of obedience. Instead of choosing rebellion, choose obedience. Instead of choosing sin, choose righteousness. Instead of choosing death, choose life. Instead of choosing criticism, choose encouragement. Instead of choosing complaining, choose praise and thanksgiving. You can do just what Abraham did in creating a culture of vision and choose, but now, and there's another translation that said instead, but now they desire a better. And so you and I, we need to make that choice, not just with our head, but it needs to be a desire inside of us, a longing that is churning on the inside that says, I've got to do this. So when we were traveling back from Texas, we came through Louisiana, and my wife said, man, the last time that our daughter and her had flown through New Orleans, that they had some red beans and rice, and it was absolutely amazing. And so she said, do you think that you and I could find a place for red beans and rice? And so we're looking, and we got off on this one interchange, and there wasn't a place to eat at this particular interchange. Of all of the interchanges in a city that I've ever been in, that one there had the fewest food options. 2 miles down the road, gobs and gobs of food options. And so we saw a place, and it was called the Jambalaya Shop. And it said that it was in this shopping center. And so we decided, you know what, we're going to see if they have red beans and rice there. We like to eat kind of what is local if we can. And this was a very, very quick place, and it was very, very good. But it required something that was intentional. It was a longing inside of us, because if not, the next option was there was a grocery store there, and we were going to go in there, and we were going to see if they had a deli, and we were going to buy some fried chicken or a sub sandwich, and we were going to get back on the road. But our desire was for that red beans and rice. What are you longing for today? Not just what are you intentionally thinking about, but what is it that you have an intentional desire about, that it your taste buds, your spiritual taste buds are not going to be fulfilled? You know, for me, it is seeing people come to Jesus. It is seeing people growing in their faith. It is seeing people understand things about God that they have never understood before. It is about people growing and becoming more like Jesus. That is what gets my motor running. Okay, that's my desire. It said that in this culture of vision that Abraham created, but now they desire a better, that is a heavenly country. Okay, let me tell you that the things of heaven are better than the things of earth. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the other things are going to be added unto you. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Desire, long for the things that God has for you, because that is better. It says here, now, this is where we're going to end today. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. Okay, because of the things that they called to mind, because of the things that they intentionally thought about, because of the things that they desired, which were things of heaven, not on earth, it says that there was this remarkable thing about God. He wasn't ashamed of them. You know, it's interesting. You can look through the Bible and see the word therefore a lot of times. Someone said, whenever you see the word therefore, you need to read the verses before, because you need to find out what the truth that you're getting ready to find is therefore. Therefore is one of those transition. And it says all of this about the culture of vision and longing that Abraham had created. And it said that the result of all of that was God was not ashamed. God was not ashamed. There are some people that post on social media things called dog shaming, you know, dog that did this, and posting a sign, and you know, there are some people that study dogs, and they say that really doesn't work. I want you to know that dogs that I've had, when they had misbehaved or torn up something that they knew that they weren't, they knew it, and they started looking for some place to hide whenever somebody came in the door because they knew that they had done something they weren't supposed to. But have you ever stopped to ponder this thought? Is God proud of me, or is God ashamed of me? And all of a sudden I can hear people, God loves me. I'm the object of his affection. I'm the apple of his eye. Yes, all of that is true. But do you have the longing and the desire? Do you spend your time exercising your memory to remember the godly things and the presence of the Father? Do you remember the things? Because it says here, therefore God is not ashamed to be called their God. You know what I would like to hear him say? I would like to hear him say things like this. This is what he said about Jesus. This is my child in whom I am well pleased. How many of you would like to hear that? How many of you would like to hear, well done, good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of my rest? How many of you would like to hear, well done, you have been faithful in little, therefore I will make you faithful over much. I will create new opportunities for you. How many of you have ever set it as a goal in your life for God to be so proud of you as his child that he could say to the devil, have you considered my servant? Like he did about Job. You see, I want God to say, you know what? When I see them and I see the things that they're longing for, that's my child. They share my heart. They share my thoughts. They have a longing for the things of heaven. And it says, therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. When you and I come to that place where we long for the things that God wants for us, we will discover this. He's been preparing them all along. One of the great comforts that we share at a funeral is that God is preparing a place for us, and he's coming back, that where he is, there we may be also. You know what? When you realize that that is your future, you will not get sidetracked, or you will not get distracted by the things of this life. One of the scariest moments on our trip home was I was needing some gas, and so I was looking, and all of a sudden the flow of traffic in front of me came to a complete stop while I was looking, and my eyes were distracted off of the road, and God helped us to stop in time. Don't get distracted by the things this world has to offer. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.